Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House, where I'm going to bring you a variety of underground independent artists from right here in my hometown of Seattle, Washington, the Pacific Northwest, to across the United States and around the globe. If there's anybody that's listening and would like to call in and promote themselves and what they do, please feel free to do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm just going to start playing some tracks of the artists that have come my way through Flavor News Radio. Last night was an absolutely amazing experience for me. I don't really get out that often. People might think that I do, but I really, really don't. Because generally on the weekends I work. And I'll be honest with you, it's not something I talk about very often, but I have arthritis in my knees. And so there are honestly times when I just don't feel up to it because of the pain that I deal with. But last night I went out for my baby boy Delton Sun and his event, which was called Art Infusion. And can I just tell you, it was just an absolutely amazing experience. So today I am going to play some tracks from some of the artists that actually performed last night in Arts Infusion. And you know, so just sit back and relax, and, you know, I'll bring you some flavor of other artists from across the United States and around the globe also. I'm going to start out today's show with a piece by Black Sax, who is going to be starting their I Love My Life tour this coming Thursday at the Jewel Box at the Rendezvous. And then they'll be moving down to Portland, Oregon, and performing down there, and then coming up and performing in Olympia the following day. So they've got 3 days that they're going to be performing on the I Love My Life tour. And this is one of the pieces that they performed last night at the Arts Infusion. And this is called They Want Me.
Hustling, moving, contribution, revolution like change. We'll flick your 8 millis in life, that's really still a crooked angel. Come slant it like an angle. Too many points to be boxed, detoxing vocab like psalms. See the future like reading palms, so make bets. The math don't get subtracted. Strategies and fallacies, the actions make you bad. With small packs like new crops, chopped and screwed, do what you wanna do. Mindset like clap wax, fact poems like new art on the arm. Exchange stacks, the large stack, the alarm pull like death in a song. Here, baby, see hazy, but the scrimmage can handle. Channel has the remote, he snows like the skin of black folks. So stay honest, like one of the Muhammad.
Stronger than ever before.
presumption. Everybody move like it's percussion.
They want me.
I won't Christian him, I'll just smug him. Y'all ain't hardcore, y'all like muffins. If you did the murder, where the gloves then? Titus keep an armory on his tongue. Lick like rifle to the deep time. What's the stanza? Let loose like a panther.
Got clean and carved meat, and true to the heat. Sounds of traffic, yes, walking down the street. Hip hop, headphone beats, and print material. It's the imperial, South End dweller. Tied to the link, fresh ink. It's the soul of Coltrane. Express strain and pain. Game that you must complain. Shit, mine's like classic material. One line that thins out the rhyme, enough green to stay lean. I mean signature like stacks, where we at?
Again, that was They Want Me by Black Stax, who will be starting their I Love My Life tour at the Rendezvous Jewel Box this coming Thursday. Come out, support this amazing historical group. They've been together forever. They are known separately as the Silent Lambs Project and Felicia Loud, and together they are Black Stax, and they also include Owar Arunga. Absolutely amazing trumpeter. So please come out and support them. Again, if you are in the Portland area, they will be there on the 3rd and then coming back up to Olympia on the 4th, Black Stax. I'm going to play another group that performed last night, and they performed this particular song, and it's called Something Brand New featuring Julie C, and this is Saturday Morning Cartoon.
Are you ready? We got something brand new. Are you ready? This is something brand new. Are they ready? Yeah. This is Saturday Morning Cartoon. Johnny Storm, Nitro Fresh, featuring our girl Julie C from the Alpha P. We want you to sit back, relax, take this in. Let your mind take you away. Welcome to the wild frontier. Standing inside when you're really out of here. For the love and the hate, the view from the glare. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, but they don't care. They wanna see us in divorce court like Judge Maybelline. We've been in love since a teen. This is no love song, how I did you wrong. Ain't chasing no girl like King Kong. This is the love for the art that stole my heart. The fire from the spark, the light to the dark. Strangers in the night who wanna talk. And it ain't a good look, but they know I rock. They wanna check my sound without reading a profile. When you shake their hands, they give you crooked smiles. Scratch a liar, find a thief, like a bass jumper ready to leap into the unknown. As soon as they step off, they ready to go home. So go home. Thank you.
cause I never underestimate the worth of the hurt. Flee from nothing, I repercussion, repercussion. To these upper crops, cream of the homegrown free town hustling. Soil humming, I'm sowing the better seeds of the beast of stomach. World crumbling, dip on the mothership, for the pieces plummet. But these who say they better just sip the Kool-Aid to the blue fake crew. Stay consumed that same old lethal brew. Hey, they really don't matter much now, do they? They truly ask me, fully licking these preludes till doomsday. Johnny Storm, Julie, see, do not be booing. Nitro fresh beats booming. Watch the movement. Saturday morning cartoon plus the alpha platooning. Fusion, we don't give a what.
This is something you ain't never heard. This is something brand new. This is bad. This is something you ain't never heard. This is something brand new. This is bad.
We don't make this up like Maybelline. There's no limits to go like a fiend. In between thick and thin, your fat homie and your skinny friend. Looking for a miracle while standing in a circle. Moving 3-6, so you gotta know the ratio. Why they stay looking for Laverne and Shirley? They forgot about Betty and Merle. I'm hard boiled like a Chinese pistol, sharper than a butcher. This ain't Wally or the Beaver. Like Eddie Haskell, macking on Mrs. Cleaver. When hunting cougars, feeling like a spring chicken, crowing like a rooster, with more snatch than bread. Leave them in the pits like they said. They gather around to hear a story from a brother like Grimm. Billy and Manny ain't following him unless they're Twittered in. You see what they're Twittering, cause they really ain't saying nothing. Stop fronting.
This is something you ain't never heard. This is something brand new.
We brand new. Johnny Storm, Nitro Fresh, Julie C.
That was Saturday Morning Cartoon with their piece called Something Brand New featuring Julie C. You have to check out this particular group when they are on stage. It's absolutely amazing. Johnny Storm is an amazing MC. And with Nitro Fresh, I don't know what he calls this thing that he puts in his mouth and makes noises with, and this thing in front of him. So anyway, it's just really, really interesting. But I think that they bring an amazing, you know, different type of element to hip hop. And of course, you know, Julie C is my girl. So I am also going to play a piece that's just Julie C. She's going to be having a album release party for her new EP at the Lo-Fi this coming Tuesday. And I think she's one of the best female MCs out here in the Pacific Northwest. So this is Julie C with her piece, Beautiful Tragedy.
The poverty, the paradise. But the image from the actual rise. It takes time just to recompose some damage done. And yeah, true, I want that old thing back. But it ain't the case of turning my back to the facts. Yeah, it's just about that old thing back. It's about reconciliation, how we got on the path. Yeah, true, I want that old thing back. But it ain't the case of turning my back to the facts. It ain't just about that old thing back. It's about reconciliation, how we got on the path.
All right, that was Julie C. with her piece, Beautiful Tragedy. And again, she has an EP release party that's taking place at the Lo-Fi this coming Tuesday. So come out and support her also. Again, I think she's one of the best female MCs out here in the Pacific Northwest. Now I'm going to play a piece by a gentleman. I think he's just got a great, great stage presence. And he also performed last night. I saw him perform also at the Shimako Noble mixtape release party at the Fair Gallery a few weeks back. And he performed also with Julie C. And he's part of the Alpha P. This is Santonio Bandanas. And I'm going to play Boogie Up the Block.
Bandanas!
It's your man's on the street, put it on repeat. It's your man's on the street, put it on repeat. It's your man's on the street, put it on repeat. It's your man's on the street, put it on repeat. Already know what I'm doing in here. I wanna see somebody moving in here. I'm the type to grab a broom and put a few in the air. Shake that booty, baby, put it in gear. Like there's a party in your pants, they ain't letting through air. Exclusivity, yeah, you a big shorty. You trying to get it started, titties on a runny kind of booty. And I'm signing for the death like most of these slaps. And I'm rhyming on it, oh, dumping and fucking and breaking, losing their mind. It's 2009, year of Obama's bandana's time. My ninja, I bang for change. And stay shining on them like you can. Hey, cause I do it like they can't. But whatever make you think, I can just close up and wait. Get that feel it in your waist. I just see it in your face. Antonio is the main. And this is then what it takes. And I do it every day. And you know this, man. I'm a nerd that make moves like a gangster do. So I'ma boogie up the block. I got things to do. I got a city of a flame with you.
Boogie up the block. 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 Boogie up the block.
Boogie up the block. Boogie up the block. Boogie up the block.
Now, when I'm in the house, I'll be hollering hard. That's who I'll be doing it, y'all. And they don't want no problems with dogs. I'm about as smart as a bag of hell. Get money, don't dumb like I'm a little weedy, so it's fake, though. Man, you can never see me at all. I got cuts like any good and blue star. The day the earth stood still, the automatons from my balls. I'm a UFO, just like Nanu Naki. You know what I mean? Go, huh? Please go, huh? All the baby mamas be like, he's so dumb. Got a message in the beach, so they beat float up. Then they'll be like, oh, hold up, wait a minute. It's bandanas from the country of district. We do a gig, you do a minimum. They get different with the homies, don't you step it in the kitchen. That is one of each in a mix and a heat that I'm spitting.
We will pump you out.
Put it on repeat. It's your man's on the street. Put it on repeat. It's your man's on the street. Put it on repeat.
Antonio Banderas with one of his pieces called Boogie Up the Block. There are a variety of artists that came out and performed last night. And the other thing is there were a lot of artists that were just there to support. And I really, really appreciated seeing that because, you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, you don't see other artists actually coming out and supporting, you know, other artists. So it was a beautiful thing last night. It was called Arts Infusion at the Rendezvous Jewel Box. And I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to kind of give a little dedication today to my baby boy, Delton Sun, because I'm so very, very proud. This was a dream come true for him. He was very anxious about it, but in the end, he felt so great about, you know, everything and how it all came together. Silver Shadow D was in the house and performed. Fleet of Partee was in the house and performed. Of course, Black Stax, Saturday Morning Cartoon, Julie C and the Alpha P. And I don't know the names of the gentlemen that performed, you know, early on in the show. I do have a CD by them, but unfortunately they don't have the name of their duo on the CD. So, you know, but they were great. And Sita was there painting during the show, and it was just an amazing experience to watch her paint from an empty canvas to, you know, much more than that. So anyway, just a great, great experience. I'm so proud of you, Delton Sun, and I can't wait for the next Art Infusion. So I'm going to close this little segment out with the piece that Delton closed out his show with last night, and it's called Beautiful. Delton Sun with Beautiful, and that was the piece that he closed out his event last night, the Arts Infusion at the Rendezvous. If you missed it, you really, really missed a very special night, and it'll happen again. But, you know, come out and support Black Stacks as they start their I Love My Life tour at the same location, the Rendezvous Jewel Box, is coming Thursday. So that was my dedication to Art Infusion that took place last night. You are going to hear me post about it. I'm going to do a write-up on it. And I've got videos that I need to upload off of my video camera. And unfortunately, I didn't take very good pictures last night. But Jennifer Photography was in the house, and I know that she got some great, great shots. So I look forward to seeing what she has, you know, been able to capture of the special night last night. So let me just scroll down my list and see who else I can bring to you. And I think that, you know what, I'm going to play a piece by a new artist that has come my way. She's out of Florida, and her name is Michelle Monzo, and this is for a woman.
For all we know, we may never meet again, and before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and we go like the ripples of a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come. For all we know,
that was a beautiful rendition of For All We Know by Michelle Monzo out of Florida. You know what? Value the people that are in your life. Let them know that you love them, that they matter, that you care. You know, smile at somebody new today and make a difference. You just don't know the simple things that we can do every single day to make a difference in somebody's life. So I want to take you out to Maryland and play a piece by one of my favorite groups. And this is Della Shaw, and I'm going to play All My Life.
I've been waiting all my life for this. Now that we finally found each other, just want you to know.
Can nobody love you like I will? Can nobody love you quite like I will? Can nobody love you like I will?
Can nobody, babe?
Can nobody love you like I will? Can nobody love you quite like I will? Can nobody love you like I will?
You're like a breath of fresh air. I'm so glad that you're here. I wanna wrap my arms around you. No one on earth compares. You're like a painting rare.
love you like I will. Can nobody love you quite like I will. Can nobody love you like I will.
Can nobody, man.
Can nobody love you like I will. Can nobody love you quite like I will. Can nobody love you like I will.
Her name is Jolene, and I'm going to play a piece called Capture the Moment.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jolene out of the UK with her piece called Capture the Moment. If you are in the Seattle area, you know, there's some groups that I really, really have come to have a great, great respect and appreciation for. And, you know, the Goodie Bag, Lennard Jones, he's putting together some really amazing quality events. And one of those is taking place tonight. It's called the Upscale Soiree, A Taste of Chocolate. And it's taking place at the Tea Palace out in Renton. Now, this is a special event, and I'm going to read to you the pricing of the tickets. I'm not really exactly sure if this is something that you had to, reserve in advance, but it says $25 advance tickets and then $45 for a single dinner and $85 for a couple's dinner. But there is a phone number, so I'm going to give that to you, and the number is 206-618-5012. And at this particular event, a very, very, you know, special group to me, Speakeasy Unplug is also going to be performing along with the Goodie Bag. And then they have a special artist, guitarist and vocalist Daryl Dairden, that's coming up from Los Angeles to perform. So if you are in the Seattle area, you want to go out to a swanky event, I think that you should head out to the Tea Palace and check out the Upscale Soiree. So, again, you know, support your local artists. Support, you know, the people that are in your own hometown. Support the artists that you come to know, you know, online, because, you know, they really thrive off of, you know, your interaction with them, supporting them and spreading the word, supporting them and purchasing the products or purchasing a ticket to come to, you know, one of their events. You know, this is how you help take them to the next level. I don't know how many times you come across somebody who is an artist that really, really has an impact on your life. And, you know, you just really, really want to support them. You want to encourage them. And they don't even know, you know, the impact that they have had on you. I'm going to play a piece by somebody who's become a very, very dear friend of mine, and he is a musician that I have a great, great, great respect for. And this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I'm going to play Just a Touch. That beautiful piece is called Just a Touch by my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas. He has a CD out, which is called We Are One. I believe that he has released his new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul. And I also believe that you can find it on his Reverbs Nation page. But if not, just go over to sjfmusic.com, and I know that he will have all the information over there. Stephen has made a decision to kind of step back and take a break from his music. He's still going to continue working on some projects and this and that. And I told Stephen that I'm not going to let, you know, his music slip away. So I am going to continue playing sounds from this particular artist, not only because he's a great friend of mine, but because I think that he's deserving of having his sound heard. So I've got a caller on the line. Let me bring him in. All right. Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged. Welcome to Flava Coffee House.
Lady Flava, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to recover from last night, but I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, so you had a good time last night.
I had an absolutely amazing time. You know, I don't get out very often, but I had an absolutely great time. It's a very, very small venue, but I think that it was just perfect. You know, everybody that was there was, you know, clearly meant to be there, but you know, I'm kind of an old lady, and it's something I don't talk about very often, but I have arthritis in both of my knees. And so let me tell you, by the time I got home, it was kicking my butt. I had to get up this morning and soak in some Epsom salt, and still I'm kind of in pain. But you know what? It was worth going out. So you got an amazing fancy event going on tonight, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe you alluded to it a short while ago. Yeah, we'll be at the Tea Palace with Goody Bag, and then Daryl Darden, who's just a phenomenal guitar player, singer, jazz artist. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and that'll be kicking off here in a few hours. Music starts at 8.
So it's a million-dollar event, huh?
Well, I'm not going to see any of that money, but perhaps. I don't know. What is
now,
a million-dollar event?
Well, I mean it's said $25
I think it's going to be a good lineup. It should be fun. We got actually Leonard and Gerald Turner are going to be sitting in with Speakeasy.
Oh,
Unplugged. We've got David, our bass player, and Lindsay, the drummer, had some prior engagements. So so they are going to be sitting in, and should be fun.
It should be absolutely amazing. I'm a big fan of Leonard. So
I really like his drumming. So and you know, jam with him a few times. He sat in with us on a few occasions. So
okay.
Should be fun.
So tell me about this ticket pricing though, Kevin, because it said on the flyer $25 in advance, which I'm not sure if that's just to get in for the show, and then it said $45 for a single person and $85 for a couple for dinner.
Right. You know, as far as I know, that's it pretty much is what it reads.
It's $25 just to come in. Is that for the price to just come in for the event?
That apparently is the price for the event.
Okay.
You know, Daryl is he's a headliner. He's coming up from LA, and so you know, he commands a certain amount, and certainly worth the money. The guy's phenomenal, and you know, for the night of music and that's what I understand. So I'm really not more privy to it more than you. That's on the flyer. That's kind of what I know as well.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood the flyer correctly, you know, when giving out the information or whatever. So again, if you are wanting to go to a swanky event, I think that this is one that you should go to at the Tea Palace. tonight at in Renton, and you know, you'll be able to experience Kevin from Speakeasy Unplug and the band and the Goodie Bag, and Daryl Darden. Did I say his name correct?
You may have.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to, I'll talk to him tonight. I will clarify that tonight. I'm not exactly sure. I always come just, you know.
Right.
Fully prepared with all the information. But, but yeah, so that's what that is. And, but yeah, you know, we're looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Should be a really
good time. And
it's going to be a great, great night. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful, you know. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Let me make some shameless plugs.
Okay, make some shameless plugs.
So at the Speakeasy Unplug, we'll be at Caballeros down at Tacoma on the 4th, which is a Saturday.
Okay.
Of June, of course. And then on the 11th, we will be back once again at the Bellevue Hyatt Twisted Cork, which is also a Saturday. On the 18th, we will be at the Scarlet Tree, which is a Saturday. 25th, we will be at the Taste of Tacoma, 4 o'clock on Saturday at the Pond Stage.
Wow, it's already time for, like, the Taste of Tacoma. Wow.
Yeah, it's less than a month away. And then, and then after that, we'll be at the Bite of Seattle in... on the 16th of July.
I'm looking at my work schedule as you're like reading all of these off, and of course they're all happening on weekends that I'm working, you know.
Oh well, for crying out loud.
I know. Like what? And why does this event tonight have to like cost so much?
I wish I could answer that question, really.
No, I'm sure it's definitely worth it.
I mean, for what you're getting, you're getting three bands that, they're going to get up there and do it. But it is a little spendy.
Work out a lot of money to get new internet, but it's supposed to be high speed. I switched internet service providers on Friday. And
well, what were you doing before?
I had Clearwire, and I've had Clearwire for 5 years. And I started when I had my coffee shop using it, and it always worked fine. You know, I had Wi-Fi mm-hmm. at my coffee shop and all of that. But when I moved into this particular building, I was beginning to wonder if one of my issues with being online had to do with my internet. Yet I also have been told by other radio show hosts on Blog Talk that they've had problems with their shows. And so I was just kind of starting to like wanting to narrow down what was causing the problem, because otherwise I'm going to need to explore finding another location to do my radio shows than Blog Talk. And so I went ahead and changed providers. And so this is actually my first radio show doing it off of the new internet. And you know what? I think that this might honestly make a difference. I'm actually able to do it off of Skype, which I haven't been able to do it off of Skype from home. I always do my shows off of Skype when I'm at work. So I'm thinking this is going to make a big difference, you know. So we'll just see, you know, we'll just see if this is going to, you know, be part of working out the kinks that I've experienced here in doing the shows for the last, month or so. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's working so far, right?
Yeah, it is. It just
so far, so good.
It just cost me $200 to get it set up, though.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully that'll work out in the long run. You can just...
I'm sure it'll be worth...
You can break up that over the long term.
So, Yeah, it'll be worth it in the end if it's working like how it's working tonight. Otherwise, you know, I would be there tonight. I'm off. I'd be there, but I can't do it, so.
Yeah, and you know what? Tell you the truth, I wouldn't have been able to do it either. You know, were I not involved in the festivities? So, and I don't really get out much other than playing. I'd really like to, you know, some of these other events that are going on, because there's a lot of really good stuff going on, you know, around town. And you know, I appreciate all of it, all the, you know, the local talent that can be experienced around here. I mean, there's so much of it, and so I just don't get out that much. But and when you're playing, it kind of makes it hard too, because you know, you're playing on nights that everybody else is playing, and you know, they're talking about bands that, you know, I know a lot of the people and
right. And
friends with them, so.
I know. It's interesting, like, you know, last night when I was out, you know, I ran into, you know, somebody that I used to really, really be connected to when I had my coffee shop. And we used to share open mics and things like that. And she's like, I mean, she hands me a ticket to come to her event tomorrow night. And then I get contacted, a personal contact from Art Curtis, and he's like, you need to come out to Saigon Palms, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, I really, you know, it's interesting. Here it is that I have a weekend off, right?
Right.
And, you know, everybody wants me to come out or whatever, and it's, I have to just really, really gauge it, whether it has to do with money or whether it has to do with my arthritis, you know, in what it is that I'm able to actually do, and it's like, okay. But
Josephine Howell is at Saigon Palms on Sunday.
And I honestly would love to see Josephine, you know, because I've had the privilege of actually having her on a jazz cruise that I held back in 2004 on the Spirit of Puget Sound. And then she's saying happy birthday to me on my birthday. And she actually, when I was madly in love with a soldier who retired from Fort Lewis, and on his retirement, I threw him a big, big party at McGowan's, and you know, Paul Richardson and the band and Josephine Howe performed for Seth. So, yeah, I'm a very, very big fan of Josephine.
Well, they're both really great, and she's phenomenal. She was at, let's see, we were at the Tea Palace, oh boy, what was that, about a month ago. We did another thing with her and a band called Mother Knows Best. And that was another triple bill. So
yeah.
So we're back there again. But yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna, you know, when I get through this particular month, I'm going to stash some money aside, so whenever I have a weekend off. So, you know, maybe what I ought to do is let you know when I'm off. And maybe I could, like, book something. But just remind me on the 11th, that weekend I am working. But, you know, like I said, I get a two-hour break from my job. So maybe I'll be able to, you know, leave work because I work in Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that would be such an easy shot to get there, and at least, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the 11th, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So just, if you don't mind, Kevin, just reminding me, and maybe
I
can work it out to take my break during the time, at least be able to come over for a couple hours while you guys are performing, and then go back.
No cover charge at the Twisted Cork.
Okay.
And we've been having so you can just take that right out of the budget.
Okay.
And we've been having some really great shows at the Twisted Cork. We were there last weekend, and it was just great, you know. Just
I really cannot wait for you guys to have the capability of having some recorded music, whether it's you guys performing live or whether you're in the studio somehow or whatever. I cannot wait to play you guys on the radio, just so that people really honestly have the opportunity to hear, you know, how amazing you guys sound.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we are in the process. It goes so painfully slow sometimes.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I just wanted to, let's do it, you know, but,
right.
You know, it's a process. And, you know, it's so we are in the process of working on that. And, you know, we have a pretty good sized catalog of, you know, original material. And, you know, and me and LaTanya have written, you know, a bunch of songs together and over the past 5 years. And so, you know, it's going to happen, and believe
me,
I cannot wait until it does, because I would love to have that and just, you know, send you the MP3 and be able to hear it myself.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited, though. You know, my pink laptop died on Thursday. I think it was Thursday, because the internet got set up on Friday, right? Thursday, my pink laptop died. And this laptop goes with me everywhere. And it totally died. It has a blue screen. It won't let me do anything else on it. It just, like, died. So, luckily, on the day that my laptop died, I got my desktop back, because my desktop had died. The hard drive had fried. And, you know, I was kind of at the mercy of my granddaughter's father to help me out to get it back to working. And he did. And so I have that back
now. You have more computer trouble.
Oh, you know. Yeah, we don't even want to talk about it. I'm like, you know what? This is so not a good look for Lady Flava. You know, this is not a good look for Lady Flava to have issues like this, right? It's not. But, you know, I'm working through it. I'm hoping, you know, I'm getting there. And so I do. Luckily, the same day that the laptop died, I got the desktop back. So on this particular program, I mean, I've got Photoshop again, and I've got a recording program that, you know, maybe you could help me learn how to use, but it's Adobe Audition. And so
actually downloaded a trial version of that.
Okay.
Just to kind of check it out and see what it's about. There's so many out, you know what I mean? That used to be, it used to be that there was like, you know, there was like a couple, you know, two or three really decent software programs that people use. But now there's just been such a serious infusion of software programs. And they're all really pretty good in what they do, and you know, so it's just a matter of being familiar with them. So yeah, I'd be more than happy.
I do want to learn how to do that, because that's the tool that I need to be able to send my shows over to London. And then the other thing is that I have a handheld digital recorder, and I recorded last night some of the performances on my digital tape recorder, and actually it's not too bad, the quality of the sound. And so I was just thinking that if I'm ever, you know, around you guys again, you know, soon, then I could try using the digital hand recorder and see if I could transfer it to my computer off of the tape recorder. But see, now that I have my desktop back, I can plug in my Flip and finally download the videos that I took of you guys out there at Scarlet Tree.
Yeah! Wow!
Yeah, how long ago was that?
I'd be interested to see that. That was a few months back.
I know.
That was a fun show, though. It was so packed,
and I think the crowd was awesome. Yeah, and I think I've got some great footage of you guys performing. So, so I'll be able to, I think I'm going to maybe do that after the show, download, because I took some more video last night, of course. And, I just need to get it all off of the camera, because now the memory is all full on the camera. So, yeah, it's somehow, you know, we're going to work through this. Speakeasy.
Oh,
you're going to
get there. Just keep plugging away. And then and then it might all coincide, you know, it might all intersect at the right moment in time.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we're not ready to do our thing. And so, although I know there's a lot of other people that are already ready that are kind of putting stuff out. And let me just say that I'm glad to see you're still pumping the Stephen J. Ferguson stuff.
Okay, so we'll have a quick little conversation. Stephen is in the chat room and he's listening, so
mm-hmm.
he's going to hear what I have to say. Stephen has just decided to step away, and
mm-hmm.
You know,
I can respect that.
And you know, he's still going to work on some projects that he is committed to. You know, he'll still kind of play around, but he might step away and get a life for a minute too. And you know, he felt a little discouraged behind all.
I don't blame him at all.
You know, all the work that he's put into in creating his beautiful music, and one of the conversations that we had, which you know you may feel too, and I know that I have felt it as you know as having a radio show and the things that I do is like, okay, you say that you love, you know, what somebody's doing, then, you know, really support them and support them by, you know, purchasing a CD or, you know, a digital download or something, you know, help spread the word, you know, and help that artist get out there more, because that's how the mainstream artists have become successful, is that people got behind them to the point that they got recognized, and then then some major investor, you know, picks them up and takes them on. Not necessarily that somebody really wants to go and sign with a major record label, but, I mean, there are great independent labels out there, too, that are getting a lot of recognition, you know, for who they are and what they're doing, you know, and that, you know, and I understand the discouragement, because sometimes I myself, you know, get discouraged because I feel like I'm not appreciated and supported. So, you know, I told Stephen that I am not going to stop playing his music. I am going to continue playing his music because I think it is worthy and deserving to be played. And so you have to come by if you're awake in the morning. You have to come by the show because I'm going to debut some of Stephen's new music off of his new CD.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be
okay.
there.
Okay. well, you got a show tonight, so I know.
I will. Well, you know, we're just playing for an hour tonight, and
okay.
I mean, we go on at 9:30 and we're done at 10:30, and so I could very easily be in bed by midnight tonight. So. So it's not going to be one of those taxing, three-set nights where
okay.
where I actually I end up feeling pretty wiped out after a full night. And, I'm getting older. I mean, I feel it physically as well as just... And then, you know, there's the whole wind down and stuff that you go through when you go and have a show. And but I will definitely be there. And I think that my buddy Gil Rustis is going to be there as well.
Who is that?
The spoken word
fella. Oh, how wonderful.
Is
he going to send me some stuff?
Well, you know, he's just like Speakeasy Unplugged. He's working on that too, and I'm working on some stuff with him.
Okay.
Me and him went out and did an open mic thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, where at?
And I just it was a small little thing, intimate place, Barnacles in Des Moines.
Okay.
And I just played acoustic.
Okay.
And he got up and did his thing. And
how'd it go? It was wonderful, huh?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I really appreciate what he does. And
okay, so
he's really good at it. And so it's, you know, I really like just kind of just sitting there and getting up and playing some stuff behind him and letting him do
okay.
his thing. So
when you at least going to do one piece that you can send me?
I, you know what? I'm so reticent to like give to. I would love to. I would love to say, you know what? Next week.
Okay, you know my birthday is July 7th.
But I just know that how things go, and I know it's really not that big a deal, but to put together an acoustic guitar and a vocal.
Okay.
But in the world of music, it's more complicated than it seems.
Okay.
So hopefully, and just know that it's coming, and it will and it will be there, and
okay.
and you will like it.
I know I will.
I'd love to be able to just do something. I mean, probably the easiest way would be to just do something live.
Well, sure. You guys could do that
live
on
the air, right?
Sure.
So,
of course.
That would probably be the least complicated
thing. I think that you should, you know, arrange to do that then.
Yeah. So we'll work on that. And
okay.
Actually we can talk about that tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then you can put him on the spot.
I will. Trust me. Don't warn him, though.
I know you will.
Yeah,
I know you will.
Though, because we don't want him, you know, chickening out on me or something.
No. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that problem.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of means right now. So for a lot of people,
no,
it can just be a struggle sometimes. So you know, we're all just trying to, a lot of energy, like for this band, a lot of energy is going into our live performances, and really just kind of doing the cover music that we do. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that takes up a lot of energy and resources. So, yeah, which I enjoy, but it's just taking a little bit more time than actually I'd like to have it take. But you know, that's the way it goes. Just trying to hang in there.
I understand. And just keep hanging in there, but, you know, produce something before I get too old, okay?
Hey, we're in the same boat, lady. You know this.
Well, before you get too old,
I think we're like the same age.
Well, yeah, what, like a year apart or something?
Yeah.
Because
so
I'm 50 already.
So for all intents and purposes, we're the same age. It's pretty
right.
much the same.
Okay.
You know, we're splitting hairs here.
So create something before
yes, and,
I get old,
and
I'm not doing radio
and,
anymore.
And myself and Tanya have also had recent discussions about putting an opening for your show, so
That'd
you can
wonderful.
Have a. And so that's all going to be part of that thing. And
that's wonderful.
I'm sorry for the delay, but it is going to happen.
Hey, I'm just, you know, I just sit here. I go with the flow. The show goes down, I cry, you know, the show works, I'm happy. You know, I get music, I'm happy. You know, I have to go through some interesting challenges listening to some hip hop, you know. It's just, you know, that's just life. I just kind of go with the flow, you know.
Yeah, c'est la vie. That's the way it is.
I will be with you in spirit tonight, okay? Because I know it's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. So, I'm gonna I will let you get back to your show.
Alrighty.
And
thank you always for calling in. My daughter, she was so cute. She called me this morning. She's like, "Mom, Speakeasy Unplugged is coming to your show today. I'm like, Mari, that's Kevin. He comes to my show all the time.
Yeah, it's really nothing. It's just Kevin. Don't get all hyped up about it.
I don't know if she thought her Auntie LaTanya was calling in, too. I don't know. She was like, Mom. That was so funny. It was interesting that she paid attention, right?
Well, that's great. That is, I love that.
I know.
And you know what? If she wasn't so busy, you know, she's raising a family. She's got a full-time job, and
right.
and she's in a working band.
Right.
That's playing every weekend and rehearsing twice a week. So,
right. Oh, I
you
know
she's working it. You know, and so you got to respect that. She's got way more responsibility than me. So I'm what you get.
I'm glad. I love it. So you just keep on coming every weekend. And
yes, I will.
Well,
because I appreciate it, and you know, I like hearing the local push, and I think it's, you know, it's really important. I think it needs to get out there, whatever means that is.
Right.
And I also like hearing all the other independent artists out there.
Right.
And
I love playing them. You know what? I really love doing the radio show. I know that you need to run and get ready for your evening, but I really do love doing these radio shows. So it is frustrating to me when it wasn't working, because it's something that's very important to me to be reliable, you know, in doing the shows. And when I say I'm going to do them, to be able to actually do them. I mean, if something comes up with my family or with my health or something that causes me not to do it, that's one thing. But when it has to do with the technology around me that's causing me to not be able to do it, that's frustrating to me. So I love doing these. So I'm so glad that you, you know, love and, you know, to come to the shows and support them and, you know, participate. I'm going to start back in June doing the Artist Roundtable too. I've got some topics that I definitely want to put on the table and stuff, and so I look forward to that also.
Yeah, I enjoyed the roundtable, and I think that's a really good it's a good thing for I just think, you know, for the musicians to kind of you know, get together and kind of have that dialogue, and
I think that's good too.
You know, just kind of bounce stuff off each other, and you know, you can whine about stuff or,
yeah,
you know, whatever. It's
exactly.
You know, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty constructive. So, you know, believe me, I'm trying to do what I can to draw, you know, whoever I can. And it takes, and I also realize it really does take some time to really kind of build it up. And
right.
It takes some time, and really just kind of have to be patient. But you know, keep plugging it away, and it's just going to keep growing.
It is, you know, it's growing
it
already. You know, even with just what I put into it, you know, right now, it's the listenership, and who comes back and listens to the archives is absolutely amazing. So, you know, it's worth me doing it. You know, and I just really want to, again, be in that position where everything around me that I need to make my world work as Lady Flava and Flava News works, you know, and I'm working towards that. And, you know, I believe that by this summer, you know, everything's going to be in place that I need to, you know, just really, really push this much, much harder. You know, so I appreciate your support, you know, and support from, you know, people like you, Kevin, you know, make it worth me, you know, putting in the time and energy. So I thank you for being a part of this.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's fun. It's a good time.
All right.
So.
Well, you have a great show tonight. Give my girl a big hug and kiss and tell her
I will, and I'll say hello to her, and I will, and I'll put a bug in her ear so that we can both get on here and
Yeah,
and,
I would love to have
and participate.
And do put it in her ear also that I live on Beacon Hill now.
Oh, do you really? Oh,
I
well.
Do, and I understand she lives on Beacon Hill now.
Yeah, she does. Well, then you're.
So we're going to have
neighbors.
To make this work. Some, exactly,
you are your neighbors. Yeah, and we will just keep plugging away.
Okay.
You know, just keep plugging away, and be patient, and we will be sending you some music.
Okay, I look forward to it. But have
All
a
right.
great show tonight.
Thank
and
you, and. I will see you in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to be debuting some music by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Yeah,
from
well, I'm not going to miss that because
yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Oh, you don't want to miss it because this music is absolutely amazing. So I'm excited.
I know it is.
All right. I'll see
okay.
you in the morning.
We'll see
coffee.
You later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, who's going to be performing tonight at the Tea Palace in Renton. And I know it's going to be an absolutely amazing event. It's going to be a swanky affair. So if you're looking forward to, getting out tonight, it's actually a pretty beautiful day here in Seattle. It might be a great place to head out with your special loved one and enjoy some good food and enjoy some amazing music. Now I want to play a piece by my girl Monica Monet, and she too is one that's out there, you know, struggling to get her music created and her CD done and you know, in the studio and working with the band and practicing and all this, you know, and struggling too, you know, to promote who she is and what she does. And I'm going to play a piece off of her new CD that's going to be coming out very, very soon, which is called Simply Beautiful, and I'm going to play Slow Jam. Again, this is Monica Monet.
Thank you.
right. That was my girl Monica Monet. That type of music kind of makes an old lady wish she was in love, you know. I want to slow dance and slow jam my own self. So anyway, I cannot wait for this particular CD to come out by Monica Monet. I know it's just going to be absolutely amazing. And Flava News Radio is a big, big fan of Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida. But let me scroll up my list again and see who else I can bring to you. You know, and I think that, let me scroll. I'm going to play a piece by a dear friend of mine, and it's an interesting combination duo that has joined hands, and they call themselves Sabuda. And I'm going to play a piece that's called Mr. Watson.
The question isn't how do we fix things? The question is, why is it like this in the first place?
There's a storm on the horizon. Don't be surprised when it rains on you. I see a storm in the horizon. I say goodbye, the game comes.
You're too controlling, always scolding for not holding hands. You stand in the way of the future, riding my scooter. You try to prove your weight's the heaviest. I try to steady this, broom in my hand, chasing the chubbiness, sweeping the land, keeping the sand from passing the time, believing your plans, crafty designs, the mastering kind, laughing divine, not willing forgiving, but leaving behind. Squeezing my lines while changing their worth, bleeding the vine, teasing you, jerk. All of the hurt I wear on my shirt, pulling my skirt right over my head. Exploiting my birth while breaking my bread, you're taking instead, making me stay. It's raining all red, remember today.
Hey, Mr. Watson. I'm not at home, and I don't live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Although I'm home, I don't want to live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson.
I wonder if you'll heed the warning, or will you just proceed, ignoring the subtle pouring, storming from my vessel's distant view? I miss the cue, putting you in charge. I wish your pew was not so large. Sifting through the deck of cards you flip to prove your neck is hard. Your shard's the sharpest, you can't learn. You spin regardless if it's your turn. I twist and burn to fit your mold. I hit, return. Shift and hold? Why? Like I don't know the answer. Like Dasher and Dancer prancing my roof. My stance is aloof, avoiding the proof. If I am the truth, I'm the skeptic holding me back as well. My swell's enormous, I'm shoreless. Mr. Green, bring the chorus.
Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Not at home, and I don't live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Although I'm home, I don't want to live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone.
That was Mr. Watson by Sabuda, and Sabuda is made up of John D. Green Sr. and Guy Williams out of the Detroit, Michigan area. So I think they really have found a niche that works really, really well together. I have to tell you that this duo is just so excited about working together, and they're creating some very, very interesting pieces. So I'm excited about being able to play them and share them with you, and I hope that you really pay attention to the words, because there really, honestly, is a message to what is being said and what John is singing. So again, that's Sabuda out of Detroit, Michigan area. So let's scroll. More. I've got, 25 minutes left in the show, and, you know, I want to play some new artists, and my list is getting so big, so it takes a minute to actually scroll down and be able to locate the artists that I'm wanting to play for you. Let's see. I am going to have a group on the show possibly this coming week, if we can work out the details on the leopard carpet. So let me scroll down and find their music and just give you a taste of their flavor. And they go by the name of Clientele, and I do play Clientele regularly, especially on my jazz show. But I have to tell you that just in having a conversation with one of the lead people, Derek Lockhart, I'm really, really excited about getting to know this particular group and being able to play, you know, more of their sound on Flava News Radio and, you know, just to hear their story. They've been together for a while. And they're really, really pushing, you know, their promotions right now. And so let me play a piece called My Time by Clientele.
Thank you.
All right, that was a live performance by Clientele, a local band here in Seattle, Washington. And that particular piece that they played is called My Time. I want to take you out to the Washington, D.C. area and play a piece by a young lady who is managed by Briggs Management. And this is Tamika Jones. And I'm going to play her piece, Dumb Love. That was Tamika Jones with Briggs Management out of Washington, D.C. with her piece, Dumb Love. Now I want to play a piece by a new artist that's come my way, and she goes by the name of Colette, and I'm going to play Angels.
Through danger seen and unseen, there's protection all around. Under the refuge of God's wings, security is found. For
Angels by Colette. And you know what? I believe that there are angels watching over me too. So love that song. I'm going to play a piece by another artist that is new, who has recently reached out to me. And her name is Laura Bell. She's out of the ATL. And I'm going to play her piece, Music Never Lied.
He took me out and he played a part. But he was smooth, but he was smart. But he had a girl that already owned his heart. So glad that my music has never, ever, ever lied to me. I met a few who got me good, said all the things that they thought. Ever lied to me. They came smiling in my face while they stabbed me in my back. Try to confuse me with their versions of the falsified facts. But I've got a passion that keeps my life on track. I know that my music has never, ever, ever lied to me. I surrender to the melody. I give into its ecstasy, cause I can feel the love it feels for me, and now my heart belongs to only the beat that runs through my soul when I sing the words of a song.
music keeps my very soul alive, and I love it so much more than I ever could hear. So glad that my music has never, ever, ever lied to me. So glad that my music has never lied to me. Thank God my music has never lied to me.
We were just listening to Laura Bell with her piece, Music Never Lied, and Laura Bell is out of the ATL. I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to this show today, to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is kind of like my baby. This is where I play a variety of underground independent artists from right here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and around the globe. I also open up the phone line if anybody ever wants to just call in and promote themselves or even share a thought. You know, they are definitely welcome to do that on Flavor Coffee House. There are so many great events that are taking place, you know, out here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's easy for me to talk about them because, you know, this is where I am. But I know there are some amazing events that are taking place for the independent artists around the United States and around the globe also. But just to throw out, you know, a few events that are taking place here this particular weekend in Seattle, as we talked about earlier with Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, this special event is taking place at the Tea Palace in Renton with the Goodie Bag and Speakeasy Unplugged and Daryl Darden. I believe I said his name correct, out of California, is going to be the main artist performing tonight. So again, that's over at the Tea Palace in Renton. And then tomorrow, Sunday, there's going to be several events taking place. The Ladies First anniversary, their 10th anniversary kickoff is going to be at the Vera Project for the Northwest Folklife Festival, and that's going to be taking place from 4 to 7 p.m. Some of my favorite female artists are going to be performing. Of course, one of them is Felicia Loud from Black Stacks. She is going to be performing solo. And then one of the artists that really, really got her start doing spoken word, she also helped me host my open mics and the children's open mic at my coffee shop, Flavor Coffee House, and that's Verbal Oasis, and she's going to be performing at that particular event tomorrow. And then Aphrodisiac, if you're into erotic poetry, their big show is going to be taking place at Columbia City, I believe about 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And then also out at Saigon Palms, also in Renton, our Curtis event is going to be taking place, and Josephine Howell is going to be the featured artist at that particular event. So many things to try to choose from to go out and participate. But I really, really love the fact that, you know, my hometown artists are really putting on some quality affairs. And from time to time, I'm able to be a witness to it. But, you know, I definitely can support it by, you know, helping to spread the word. So, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today and spending this time with me and listening to the artists that I brought your way and listening to the conversation that Kevin and I have when he calls in, you know, from Speakeasy Unplugged. And I really, really encourage you to come back, and if you're awake and you're able, as you're starting your day or heading to church, come join me on the Flavor Jazz tomorrow. I'm going to be debuting some new music by Stephen Jerome Ferguson from his album called Windows to the Soul. So I am going to close out this particular show today with a piece by an artist out of the UK, and this is BJB with his piece, Latin Lover. Thank you. That was BJB with his piece, Latin Lover. Again, thank you for coming out and hanging out with me today. To those that listen to the show live, to those that hung out in the chat room, and to those that come back and check out the archives of Flavor Coffee House online radio style, I really, really love and appreciate you for all the support that you give to what we do here at Flavor News Radio. Take care. God bless. Come back tomorrow as I bring you a variety of independent jazz artists on the Flavor of Jazz. Good night.